If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you. They call him This week on Riders Live, it's all about rap's elite freshman class and hip-hop. I will be covering the valedictorian from 1993 through 1999. If this is your first time listening, I'm your host, Riders. Welcome to Riders Live. And my name is the Riders Live, what's popping artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Say that I'm foolish, I only talk about Jews, do you? Fools listen to music or do you just skim through it? See, I'm influenced by the ghetto you ruined. The same dude, you gave nothing, I made something doing what I do through and through, and I give you the news with a twist is just his ghetto point of view. The renegade, you've been afraid, I penetrate pop culture, bring them a lot closer to the block where they pop toasters and they live with their moms, got drop roasters from botch robberies, niggas crotched over, mommy's knocked up cause she wasn't watched over, knocked down by some clown when child support knock, no he's not around. Now how that sound till you jot it down, I bring you through the ghetto without riding round, hiding down, ducking strays from frustrated youth stuck in their ways. Just read a magazine that fucked up my day. How you rate music that thugs with nothing relate to it? I help them see they way through it, not you. Can't step in my pants, can't walk in my shoes. Bet everything you worth, you lose your tie and your shirt.
Since I'm in a position to talk to these kids and they listen, I ain't no politician, but I kick it with them a minute. Cause see, they call me a menace, and if the shoe fits, I wear it. But if it don't, then y'all will swallow the truth, grin and bear it. Now who's the king of these rude, ludicrous, lucrative lyrics? Who could inherit the title? Put the youth in hysterics, using his music to steer it, sharing his views and his merits. But there's a huge interference, they're saying you shouldn't hear it. Maybe it's hatred I spew, maybe it's food for the spirit. Maybe it's beautiful music I made for you to just cherish. But I'm debated, disputed, hated, and viewed in America as a motherfucking drug addict. Like you didn't experiment, nah, that's when you start to stare at who's in the mirror and see yourself as a kid again. And you get embarrassed, then I got nothing to do but make you look stupid as parents. You fucking do good, it's too bad you couldn't do good at marriage. And do you have any clue what I had to do to get here? I don't think you do, so stay tuned and keep your ears glued to the stereo, cause here we go. He's jiggin' to a chicken, and I'm the sinister Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything. Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything. I had to hustle, my back to the wall, ashy knuckles, pockets filled with a lot of lint, not a cent, got a vent, lot of innocent lives lost on the project bench. What you hollering? Gotta pay rent, bring dollars in, buy the bodega, iron under my coat, feeling braver, do-rag, wrapping my waves up, pockets full of hope. Do not step in me, I'm awkward. I box lefty or often. My pops left me an orphan. My mama wasn't home. Could not stress to me, I wasn't grown. Especially on nights I brought something home to quiet the stomach rumblings. My demeanor, 30 years my senior. My childhood didn't mean much, only raising green up. Raising my fingers to critics, raising my head to the sky. Big, I did it both times before I die. No lie, just know I chose my own fate. I drove by the fork in the road and went straight.
See, I'm a poet to some, a regular modern day Shakespeare. Jesus Christ, the king of these Latter-day Saints here. To shatter the picture in which of that is they paint me as a monger of hating Satan, a scatterbrained atheist. But that ain't the case. See, it's a matter of taste. We as the people decide if Shade is as bad as they say he is. Or is he the latter, a gateway to escape? Media scapegoat, they can be mad at today. See, it's as easy as cake, simple as whistling Dixie. While I'm waving the pistol at 60 Christians against me. Go to war with the Mormons, take a bath with the Catholics in holy water. No wonder they try to hold me under longer. I'm a motherfucking spiteful, delightful, eyeful, the new Ice Cube. Motherfuckers hate to like you, what did I do? Huh? I'm just a kid from the gutter making his butter off these bloodsuckers. Cause I'm a motherfucking renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day. Cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything.
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 Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day. Cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything.
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 Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day. Cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to talk about anything.
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 Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day. Cause I'm a
renegade.
Never been afraid to holler about anything.
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 Bucket on low like Eric and Parrish. Closed casket flow, all you niggas get deaded. They don't give you one single rose, why you can smell it? So I pick from my own garden. Wanna go out in my garden like Godfather. Grandkids in a rock while I got over the block trauma. So what you saying, nigga, you gots to chill. Thinking you the truth, really you not for real. Back to back with it, the hardest shit of the year.
Remix.
EPMD, we back in business.
Ain't nobody fucking with us, come to your senses.
He's the second coming to God, something to witness.
Piece of shit flying your head like Mike Pence's. We in the trenches.
I'm mad, better yet, I'm on the rampage.
My people can't even get minimum wage.
Fuck a stimulus.
Give me some interest.
Give me a loan.
Give me a home.
Give me that land you owe me so I can roam.
So when you trespass, blah, one in your dome. Best wishes, ghost them like he Tommy.
Ain't worried about nothing cause his squad behind me.
EPMD, we back in business. I visualize what it is, not what it isn't. We at the mafia table next to the kitchen. Eating Michelin star, counting a million. Done. I let it go for the family meetings at Code at Miami. Them wine bottles on Maggie extra large. Sign up for my masterclass Escobar. Feet up in Met Stadium at my restaurant. Tied in from AZ to Davies, you know my thoughts get crazy. My teachers, they couldn't grade me. I know some Haitians in Dade County, got choppers in Haiti. She booked a flight to Columbia, made her body amazing. Just to post it on Tumblr, just said fuck up the summer shit. I don't care what you coming with me and Hit-Boy running shit. Big gold rope chains, but they flooded now.
Yeah.
Pull up with the ghost like a haunted house.
She getting scary blood on my hands like Carrie. Might walk through a cemetery to see where hip-hop is buried. I said it was dead, but it faked his death like Machiavelli. You see letters in red splatter, look like sauce of spaghetti.
Yeah, ready?
EP
PMD, we're back in business.
What?
Living in cramped conditions, we'll give you ammunition.
I stock those shelves, I got those shelves like Taco Bell. And I'm not gonna fail like I got no else like Christmas. You don't wanna make the claws come out. Y'all should call yourself Santa.
Why? None of y'all are real, not a single one.
Like what?
Like a dollar bill.
Yeah.
It's like your bitch in the pellet court. She's on a pill. We got a bond and shield. Never bail on me, not even out of jail. EPMD, for me, I got some chill. Just a lot of squirrel. Lady, my paper so crazy, I just tossed the mill out the window with my mobile on the fucking freeway on the way here. Like Rudolph and his homies when they're pulling the sleigh. Yeah, that's a lot of bucks flying when I'm making it rain, dear. Green on me, but no weed, shorty, just these, darling. A pocket full of pills, summer Tylenol threes, probably 2 or 3, Molly. So summer E, which reminds me of rap, summary. Mommy, my theme saw me and Pete always used to play that shit on repeat all day, so please call me Big Daddy. Plus I got the cane and lean on me. MCs, I'm eating you, B-I-T-C-H is like tortilla chips. Me, I'm free of debt. Yeah, green is on Chia Pet. This is the effects of my old neighborhood misery index. Poverty, it is peak OCD and PTSD. I guess R.I.P. out to DMX. These are we and Ipsy, XTC and Prince Marky DMF. Do my hit 50 via text. Told him that I love him, cause I don't even know when I'ma see him next. Tomorrow could be a death. Yeah, and this shit ain't for the faint, cause the brains in the train kill the danger, deranged. And I drank all the day, pull a blank on the paper. Then wait till the pace, fill a pace, fill a shame. For the strength of a pain, pull the drink. I just pray for the day when I'm able to say that I'm placed with the greats and my names, with the Canes and the Waynes and the J's and the Dre's and the Ye's and the Drakes and the J Dillas, J this Cool J's and the Roz and Amaze and it's Nas's. And praise to the gods and a shout to the golden age of hip hop. And the name of the song is
EPMD, we back in business. I visualize what it is, not what it isn't. We at the mafia table next to the kitchen, eating Michelin star, counting a million.
That was Jay-Z and Eminem with Renegade, and Nas featuring EPMD and Eminem with the EPMD remix. Both of those songs are available on all streaming platforms. Renegade is off the Blueprint, and EPMD 2 featuring Eminem is off of Nas King Disease Volume 2. Both of those songs are available on all streaming platforms. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Cassette tapes, that's what's poppin'. Beats, that's what's poppin'. Fahrenheit Studios, that's what's poppin'. Hip hop quotables, that's what's poppin'. 90s music, that's what's poppin'. The Source magazine when it was credible, that's what's poppin'. The fat tape section of The Source, that's what's poppin'. Razor sharp rhymes, that's what's poppin'. Friendly competition, that's what's poppin'. Classic albums, that's what's poppin'. What's up, everybody? So I decided to do this episode because everybody always argue about who the GOATs, who the best. So I just wanted to go by the years, like who was the best new rapper out during that time and who were some of the rappers who actually came out, you know, in the same classes as the freshmen, right? So the first freshman from 1993 is the protege of Dr. Dre. They first appeared on a Chronic album. The debut album is called Doggy Style, and it's no other than Snoop D-O-double-G, Snoop Dogg. He was the best in his class in 93. You can go nowhere without hearing Snoop Dogg. Snoop Doggy Dogg, yeah. And you know, all of his features on the Chronic, it catapulted him to instant success. It made Snoop one of the most anticipated artists. So everybody was waiting for Doggy Style to come out. There wasn't no internet. You know, everything was just based off of word of mouth, how good he was. And we got a taste of that on the Chronic, which was a classic. You know, his album was produced by Dr. Dre, Battle Cat, and a couple of more MC producers, legendary producers, my bad. Some of the MCs that came out in that class was the Wu-Tang Clan, all nine of them. So that's Ghostface, Raekwon, RZA, GZA, Inspector Deck, Golden Arms, all of them. Prodigy from Mobb Deep, Black Thought, all those artists came out in 93. Those was like, that was their breakout debut year. So hip, that was a good year for hip hop. So next, we got the Valedictorian of 1994. This is the actual protege of Large Professor. And it's none other than Nasty Nas. He came out with Illmatic. This is considered the best debut album ever. And Illmatic is arguably the best solo album or album period for the 90s. It was a lot of artists that came out in this class. Outkast, Big Boy, Method Man, Lauryn Hill, The Fugees, Biggie. So it was a lot of top-notch MCs. Some of the people that worked on Nas' album is L.E.S., Large Professor, Q-Tip, DJ Premier, and Pete Rock. So Nas got it for 94, y'all. Next, we got none other than Digging in the Crate's protege, Big L. He dropped Life of the Poor and Dangerous. That album was dope. It featured Jay-Z, Cam'ron, and Big L. He was on his way before he got killed. You know, he did get to release Ebonics as well. I mean, Ebonics, you know, that was a dope song. He got features with Tupac and some of the rappers that was in that class that came out that dropped classic albums was AZ, GZA, Corrupt, Raekwon. All those guys are certified dark spitters. Okay. So next up, we got the protege of Big Daddy Kane. DJ Clark Kent took this man under his wing. He opened up for Mike Geronimo. He was running around with Irv Gotti. He went to labels and he couldn't get a deal. And I ain't trying to shit on this artist because he got classics, starting with Reasonable Doubt. When Reasonable Doubt came out, when nobody listened to Hov because of Tupac. But, you know, during this time, I was on the East Coast in North Carolina. I knew about Jay-Z. I knew about Biggie. I knew about all those guys. But being from the Midwest, nobody wasn't trying to hear Hov. So the 1996 Valedictorian freshman class is none other than Jay-Z. Jay-Z's so dope, y'all. He's considered the GOAT. You know, I don't have to keep saying that. If you listen to Riders Live, everybody know my opinions on Hov. I ain't got nothing but respect for Hov as a businessman, as an MC. You know, and him being the Valedictorian of 1996, that says it all. So next up is, in your own videos, you always number two. You know, this is the protege of the Notorious Big, Puff Daddy. If you wanted to get your album blowed up, you got this man on your album. If you needed a hot verse during 1997, you got this man on your album. And I'm talking about none other than MA$E, which is Mace. I got turned on to Mace from the Clue Tapes. Yeah, they had DJ Clue Tapes on the East Coast, and Mace was killing it on the underground with the Locks. He was on joints with McGruff. You know, he was Murder Mace at first. and people don't know nothing about Murder Mace. All they know is about, you know, Shiny Suit Mace, but don't get that Shiny Suit Mace messed up, because Mace a beast with the pen, Mace a beast on the mic. He's the protege of Notorious Big, so, you know, when you around that type of greatness, you can't help but feed off of that energy. You know, he even rapped with the Lox too, so, you know what I'm saying? Cam'ron, you know, Mace was on a lot of features, you know. He was on Children of the Corn with Big L and Cam'ron, you know, McGruff. So Mace is a certified spitter, hit maker. I don't know his financial status, but when he drops Harlem World, which was his debut album in 1997, he sold 3 million records out the gate. So I'm going to just say that. So next on this list, I heard this man on the underground, you know, the grimiest spitter that I ever heard on a mic, you know, so unique. I heard him on the Clue tapes, the Ron G tapes, and he was killing it, eating it up. I'm like, damn, where all these motherfuckers coming from? Because in Chicago, we didn't have tapes like that. They had mixtapes, but, you know, it was house music on the motherfuckers and shit like that. But these Clue tapes and Ron G tapes and all of that, DJ Doo-Wop and all that shit, this was a whole different motherfucking animal right here. Like, you know, I don't know how they was getting the songs, but it was the best form of promotion at the time. It was like That Piff or YouTube at the time, because the internet wasn't out. So the streets told it all. I mean, I found out about a lot of rap artists from Clue tapes, Ron G, Doo-Wop tapes, shit like that, you know. I never would have heard them in Chicago. But since I was staying in North Carolina, I got to him, you know, DMX, Ja Rule, Nature, Cormega, My Son, Cannabis, The Lost Boys. You know, I'm like, man, who is these motherfuckers? You know, I see little write-ups and shit about them in the source, but then, you know, I could check for them on the Clue tapes or the Ron G tapes or the Doo-Wop tapes and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So this rap artist, you know, Irv Gotti cuffed him and got him signed. He was on this joint with Mike Geronimo, Cormega, Ja Rule. Who else was on that? It's called 24 Hours to Live and DMX. So DMX is the 1998 valedictorian. When this album came out, It was banging. He had beats from Swiss. Swiss was a shorty at the time. Dame Grease. If anybody don't know who Swiss is, I'm sure y'all know him now as Swizzy. But he was Juan D. Nephew from the Rough Riders. And he was doing a lot of beats for DMX. Dame Grease did a lot of work on DMX album. And he had a style that was so motherfucking gutter. Y'all heard DMX, but at the time, his shit was so motherfucking gutter. DMX said he went to Puff, and Puff was like, man, you know, I can't market this shit. But if you hip to the industry, you know, it's all about following or monkey see, monkey do. But DMX, he was on the hottest label. He was on the hottest rap label. You know, Def Jam, you know, Def Jam, they snatched DMX up. And, you know, DMX, rest in peace to this man. He one of my top five MCs, dead or alive. I love me some motherfucking DMX. I like how he put his albums together. I like his ad-libs. I like his overdubs. I like his energy. And most importantly, I like his stage presence, his stage performance. Man, if you never got to see DMX, you might want to go. You could go to YouTube and check out the Survival of the Illest tour. You could check out the Hard Knock Life tour. Motherfucking DMX, he shut that shit down, y'all. Real talk, he did. So, the last MC and valedictorian from the class of 1999 is also a Dr. Dre protege. They from the Midwest, they from Detroit. I first heard them on a mixtape, on a Clue tape. I heard Bad Meets Evil. You know, Dr. Dre snatched them up when he was going through his little thing with Suge Knight when he left Death Row, and, you know, Suge took all the masters and you can't make this, you can't make that. You know, Dre started Aftermath and he kept Slim Shady. So this man responsible for signing 50 Cent, Slaughterhouse, D12, shout out to D12. People didn't really fuck with D12, but I like them. I like them a lot. So Eminem is the 1999 valedictorian from his freshman class. So Eminem, when he first came out, he dropped, he dropped a good album. The Source gave that shit 2.5 mics. I know Dr. Dre wasn't putting out no two and a half mic caliber or quality artist type shit. Just like Razzcast, Dr. Dre signed Razzcast. He came out with that album, Resassination and shit. You know, the Source hated on that shit so bad. So let me just recap a little bit because I got a little ahead of myself. So Jay-Z's class, my fault, yes. In Jay-Z's class, you had MCs like Razzcast, Busta Rhymes, Ghostface. That's the class of 96, y'all. They dropped solo albums and Exhibit as well, too. And then in May's class, you had Inspector Deck drop the album. I want to say, no, Ja Rule didn't. Inspector Deck dropped the album. I think the Lox dropped the album, if I'm not mistaken. And then it was a lot of dope MCs who dropped solo albums in DMX class. Mos Def, Q-Tip, Big Pun. Lauryn Hill dropped her solo album in 98, but Lauryn Hill really came out in 94 with the Fugees and Nas and Cypress Hill. There was a package deal with Rough House. But let's get back to Slim Shady. So in 99, you had Pharaoh Munch. He was with Organized Noise. They was doing their thing, but clearly Eminem, he was the standout in 99. You know, he dropped that My Name Is Slim Shady. And a lot of people, you know, they don't want to get Eminem his credit. They want to shit on him or whatever. But Eminem is a motherfucking barbarian beast, okay? He is a beast. He put his rhymes together good. You could tell that he take time with his rhymes and his beats. Whenever he drop a project, you know, it's a good body of work. If you check out Eminem discography, he don't got no duds in that motherfucker. He make music for his people. He make music for his peers. He make music for real rap fans. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Eminem. I think Stan is an incredible song, as well as Cleaning Out My Closet. That's dope too. So fun fact, if don't nobody know, mostly 90% of these artists that's the valedictorian in this freshman class of freshies, they all did songs together. All of them. Snoop Dogg and Nas, they got a song together. Nas got a song with Eminem. Nas got a song with Hov. Nas got a song with Mace on Harlem World. Nas got a song with DMX. Nas got a song with Slim Shady. Big L got songs with Jay-Z and Mace. Jay-Z got songs with Snoop, Nas, Big L, Mace, DMX, and Shady. I think if I'm not mistaken, DMX the only one who got a song with everybody, but just let me go through it. Mace has songs with Big L, Jay-Z, Nas, DMX. The only one Mace don't have a song with is Eminem. DMX got a song with Snoop, Nas, Mace, Jay-Z. He don't got a song with Eminem. Eminem has songs with Snoop, Nas, Jay-Z, and that's it. That's it. If I'm not mistaken, I think Eminem got a song with DMX, but I'm not sure. Y'all let me know if Eminem got a song with DMX. So, you know, everybody who came out with music, even though these guys are the valedictorians, you had Mobb Deep, Wu-Tang, Redman, Outkast, Biggie, the whole Wu-Tang, AZ, GZA, Corrupt, Raekwon, Spectre Deck, Razzcast, Busta Rhymes, Ghostface, RZA, Mos Def, Q-Tip, Big Pun, Lauren, Common. It was a lot of dope MCs dropping music around this time, and you had to be good. It wasn't no just putting music out yourself. You know, I'm glad that you can, you know, it's easier for you to distribute your music because everybody can hear it. You know what I'm saying? And you don't have no problem getting it to the masses. Even if you was doing it indie back in the day, like me, I was doing it indie. You know, I still had to press up CDs. I still had to press up tapes. I still had to market. You know, so it's a gift and a curse in both eras of it. But the thing about it is, if you loved it, you still got it done. Long as you did the work, people was going to know about you. People was going to know that you had a good product and people was going to check for you. That's it. So, like, my way of promoting was, you know, giving a DJ a CD or a tape. And I also made snippet CDs and snippet tapes that, you know, I gave the store for promotion with my posters. You know what I'm saying? So whenever somebody bought somebody else CD, I burnt maybe 50 CDs for every store. You know what I mean? Well, not burnt. I actually, you know, had to get them pressed up because, you know, burners and stuff wasn't so easily accessible during this time. But, you know, I went to the studio. I got the engineer to, you know, make snippets of the songs. You know, I had a little host on there and everything. So now, if you having issues getting your stuff out, you know, either one, you lazy, two, you procrastinating, three, maybe you need to just stop playing with it and just get a shit up, because if your heart ain't in it, ain't nothing gonna happen. So, You know, I'd like to salute this freshman class, you know, the best in the class, you know, these valedictorians of their freshman year, you know, in hip-hop. Snoop, Nas, Big L, Jay-Z, Mace, DMX, Slim Shady, you know what I'm saying? And if anybody was inquiring and wanted to know what my freshman class would be if I was in this class, it would be 1995. That's when I started recording. You know, that's when I made my first song. So this has been another episode of Riders Live. I'm out of here. Peace.
Lights on. Stop front. How much money's enough? Think maybe like the trillion figures. Pray my daughter don't wild like the Hilton sisters. That'll kill me, yo, filthy rich. My daughter pass it on to the next generation. Throwing carnations at my tombstone in my new home. Meet moms in my East Saint Laurent suit on. Then we do a dance like my man Luther Dan. But my verse came first, I stole change out of purse. Now I wanna dig her up out of the earth. Too morbid, lean forward toward a new paragraph. Blue carrots, D-class, strictly that cushion and weed bags. Trying to figure out what Berry Gordy had put in production. Studio smoky now, hard like David Ruffin. Hit a spliff, do a seance and I play on, player.
Finest females, I spit game on, I spray her. Gotta get your papes on, play on, player. Before it's all gone, sip on, tip waiters. Do the yacht thing, Minaj swing, baby. Spin dubs on your bros, gotta live crazy. Finest females, I spit game on, I spray her. Get your papes on, play on, play. Get your papes on, play on, player. Get your papes on.
Ruby red, grapefruit juice with Grey Goose. Rubies in the Jesus piece, pimped out like Snoopy. But an East Coast thing, my girl stocking tied up in a knot, top of my bean head. Billion dollar dream head. Went from triple beams to digital, serving fiends to minimal. 60 G's, no criminal, no mo. Just more dough. Mimosas pouring, Oprah's earrings on fingers. While your girl performs cunning lingus, cause this big money aroma lingers. Barber cleans his blade, then he give me a fade. Hot towel on the face, hot models who vomit after they eat so they can stay lightweight. Swallowing my protein like an Ovaltine shake. Come through like Mo Green from Godfather, so clean. Where I step, I Clorox it. Keep 20 G's on both sides of the thighs, it's four pockets. 80,000 brows for the nicest price. But we ain't into buying conflict ice. That's the shit they stole from the Congo and other black soil. True Mac for you, nappy hair just spinning. Honey gave me a massage with the happy ending. Finest females, I just came on a sprayer. Gotta get your papes on, play on, player.
Finest females, I spit game on a sprayer. Gotta get your papes on, play on, player. Before it's all gone, sip on, tip waiter. Do the yacht thing, Minaj swing, baby. Spin dubs on your bras, gotta live crazy. Finest females, I spit game on a sprayer. Get your papes on, play on, player, player. It's kinda hard for a player like you, but let me show you how a nigga like me get revenue. What you never do is punk out. What you better do, never let the game get ahead of you. Get a better view, better get a better crew. Praise God, I'ma marry you. Get you holy, carry you, bury you slowly. Roll me another blunt, stuff it, lick it, puff it, tuck it, fuck it. That main, that gang, that bang it bust. N-D-O-double-G, we trust. Yep, yep, young rope with the two steps. He creeping with two checks, he sleeping with two chicks. Right before we blast, all you heard was two clicks. End of existence, for instance. Rewind it, replay it, rechop it, remix it, retwist it. Goddamn, D-O-double-G, cause we missed it. Travel slow, I'm an Indian, but not a Navajo. I smoked it big leaf and all the big beefs. My hair in two braids, I'm the big chief. La-da-da, bing-da-ba-da. Yeah, break that down, how fresh you are. The king from Queens, Mr. Escobar. Connect with the best from the West, yes, yes, you are. Oh my God, it's Snoop Dogg and Nas. Play on, play on, play on.